When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Brothers and sisters, you need to develop your mind, your brain. And I want to give you some advice, four advices. Number one, a Muslim must read. Read.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم.
Oh my God, this is all about your brain, all about development and the mind. Read. Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم could not read at that time. So read means learn. In the name of your Lord, learn. Seek Allah's help and read to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to live a life that is right. Read, and your Lord is the helper and the support and the generous and the honorable. Read again. Iqra. The one who taught with the pen, he taught man that which he did not know. All about knowledge.
Experts' opinion is that for adults at university and beyond should read 2 books per month. One book is equal to 200 pages. So if you read a book that's 400 pages, that's 2 books. Other than the textbooks and stuff. 50% of these books that you read should be in your specialty. Remember I said you've got to master one area? Read it about your mastery area. Always. And the miscellaneous ones, you read several other books. Grab a book about business, about politics, about history, about finances, about relationships, about psychology, about fiqh, about tafsir. Anything, brothers and sisters, but make it meaningful. Read from it, so long as it benefits you. Number two, attend PD courses, personal development courses. Many of them online. The general rule is 45 hours per year. 45 hours per year of workshops. Go and learn workshops that benefit you. Muslim, non-Muslim, doesn't matter. The internet is full of it. Number three, make a list of subject areas you want to read or further your learning about per year and ask the people for advice who know and start with the beginner's guide. Don't jump in there, deep end. Number four, follow the gurus. I said it before, look for gurus in each area. Follow them on social media. But make sure you follow the halal ones, not the ones who are teaching you bad things. Keep learning no matter what age you are, even if you are 100 years old. Because scientific studies have shown a fact that once a person stops learning, no matter how old you are, your brain cells start to degenerate and your age degenerates. You might say, life is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also writes your age based on what He knows you're going to do. And right now you don't know what you're going to do, so do it. Don't sit there thinking qadr as if you know what qadr is. We don't know what qadr is. We know in the past. We don't know the future. So why are you stopping yourself? You're creating a problem here. So keep going. Keep learning even to the last minute of your life. Insha'Allah ta'ala. Develop your body. All right, here's the easy part. Monitor your weight. Told you guys, it's gonna hurt some people. You got to monitor your weight. Brothers and sisters, seriously. I'm not just talking about what people tell us. This is from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the companions used to say, a scholar does not have a bulging stomach. He has to have a flat stomach. Now I know why some of you can't get up after this class. Brothers and sisters, don't come and attack me. Don't come and attack me, brother. And obviously, look, let me tell you something. Monitor your weight for your own health if you can, as much as you can. Some people, they have conditions. Some people, they can't. Some people inherit it, and that is true. But the majority of us, we monitor our weight and we try our best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the intention and the effort rather than the outcome. But seriously, if you can monitor your weight, it is a healthy thing, and it is a sunnah from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The rule of thumb is this. I'll tell you for men what weight you should be, and for women what weight you should be as well. Now, I've studied diet and nutrition for 1 year. Okay, so I've done a little bit of that and tested my BRI and everything. Here's the thing. For men, a very simple formula to remember. Measure your height in centimeters and take away 100. That's the ideal weight you should be. For example, if you are 180 centimeters tall, men, I'm talking to men, not the women yet. If a man is 180 centimeters, take away 100, it's 80 kilos. That's your ideal healthy weight. More than that, 82, 83, 84, it'll be slightly overweight. Even more than that, 90, 100, then you get into obesity. So it's important to monitor your weight. Now for women. For women, measure your height in centimeters and just take away 110. And that is your ideal weight, inshallah. So, obviously you try your best, inshallah. This is not a rule of Islam that you're going to go to hellfire if you don't do it, a'udhu billah. No, no, no. But for your own health and for your own sake, your body and your health is important. Number two, let's move to number two. This is a little bit sensitive. Number two, your nutrition, your food and your drink. As a rule of thumb, I'll tell you these following things. I hope I get it right. But from what I know and from what I've read and attended workshops and from uni, in general, in your diet, have less fried food. An easy way of remembering it is fast food. So everything that's fried, have less of that. I'm not saying don't have it at all. I'm guilty of it. You probably see me going to Halal Macca's drive-thru. Don't hold it against me. I'm trying, man. Number two.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind. And it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
More grilled food rather than fried, less red meat. It should be no, your brothers are going to hate this. You should not have red meat more than twice a week. That's so hard, isn't it? Twice a week? Well, you can have the white meat if you want, or fish. Be careful of the processed chicken though. Too much of that can grow, especially for girls. Too much of the KFC and all that stuff starts growing here on your face. Anyway, that's another story. Have less egg yolk. So have four yolks per week, four of the yellow one. Avoid mayonnaise and the likes. The substitute for mayonnaise and the likes and sauces and all that, substitute it with Greek yogurt, butter, almond sauce, hollandaise, pesto, tahini. Those I think are good alternatives. And have less sweet and sugar. I'm not saying don't have sugar at all, you still need sugar in your body and sweets, but less. You know that white sugar? Cut it out of your life, guys. And very importantly, the soda, that Pepsi can, that Coca-Cola, especially that V bottle. Wallah, brothers and sisters, I see the young people that come in and out of school. V bottle. Ya Allah. Brothers and sisters, V bottles are very bad for you. In fact, they're dangerous. If I was a mufti, I'd say they're haram. They are dangerous, guys. Wallah, I know a few friends at the age of 19, they were in the hospital because of heart problems. They used to drink V bottles before breakfast every single morning, 2-3 V bottles, and they're very addictive. They're not energy drinks. They're energy drinks that release the dopamine, a blast of about 15 minutes, and then you feel tired and drained. You can't study by period 4 and 5, or school, you can't do anything.
Why? Because you've used up your dopamine. Instead, have things that release the energy little bit by little bit.
So soda drinks. What makes me laugh are people who go down to Macca's and they come out because they feel guilty, right? They go down to Macca's, they buy a Big Mac, a double cheeseburger, and a Diet Coke. I'm looking after my weight. Oh, man. All right. Number three is exercise. Experts say minimum, an average person should do about 20 to 30 minutes of exercise per day. Or 1 hour, three times a week. That's minimum. I'm talking about the average normal person. I'm not talking about the gym person and all that stuff. And depending on your age, you can increase. And the best exercises, they said, are in this order. Swimming is the best. Swimming is literally the best. Although even for very old people, even with people who've got osteoporosis or osteoarthritis or back problems, subhanAllah, anything got to do with bones and cartilage and muscle, subhanAllah, swimming is good. You don't have to go for the whole freestyle and breaststroke, but just walking in the water will help. So if you can find a halal place, go for it. Another one is skipping. That's the best for losing weight. Skipping, grab a trampoline, go on your children's trampoline if you like. Skipping really, mashallah. And obviously walking daily is excellent for you. Keep walking. Fast walking, speed walking is not that good for you. It doesn't give you much of an effect. So walking, running is okay. So here's the rule. If you exercise and have less fat, you'll lose weight and muscle. If you exercise and eat protein, you'll lose weight and gain muscle, and you'll have less fat. If you have less fat and less exercise, you will lose weight and muscle. So brothers and sisters, these are just general rules, inshallah. Rasulullah seems to exercise every day, all the time. He always moved, even the way he walked. He would walk with long strides. And when I said speed walking, he didn't speed walk, but he walked fast. So always heading towards a goal. When you see him walking, he's headed. He's busy. He's long strides, going towards his goals, not slouching and lazy. And lastly, movement and activity. Energy, brothers and sisters. You decide to move. You decide to have energy. You know, there's no such thing as less or longer sleep. Sleep earlier, it's better for you. And even if in the day you have a little qailula, a siesta, that's nice, it's from the sunnah. And the truth is, there's no agreed hour of sleep for adults. The activity is your decision, and laziness is your decision. For example, as I said before, wake up tomorrow, inshallah, and say to yourself, today I am deciding to be active and energetic. So inshallah, make that decision and watch what happens. You can even say, today I'm going to help my mum, I'm going to help my dad, today I'm going to smile, today I'm going to do good things, today I'm not going to get angry. Wallahi, it works. My brothers and sisters, that concludes my talk. I hope inshallah, look, it's a lot of information, but if you take, and subhanAllah, I've said it a few times, take notes. If you take one or two things from this, inshallah, it'll make a huge difference in your life. You don't have to take everything. I can't, you can't, but take some of it, inshallah. Any of it, wallahi, inshallah, will improve you. And remember, it's not about having worldly things. You are working for your hereafter. Have sincerity. Know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember to monitor halal from haram. Whatever you do, think, is that going to benefit me in my hereafter or not? And remember that earning money and doing things, even for worldly gain, is not bad. It's beneficial, and it could be fi sabilillah, to help your family, to help yourself, to develop yourself, to contribute. All this, if you do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is fi sabilillah, inshaAllah. So a Muslim makes their ultimate goal Jannah, and to be safe from hellfire. So let us be, inshallah, productive, energetic, motivated people who develop and make goals for themselves and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all our avenues in life.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.